listener exclusive.
It's the Riverina MIA's 963 Triple M Brekkie Show podcast, and here is a recap of our Tuesday morning catch-up this week with the Murrumbidgee Police Inspector, Glenn Smith. Concerns over heavy vehicles speeding past school bus and pick-up drop-off points, as well as motor vehicle theft that perhaps can be avoided, was addressed in our weekly catch-up with Glenn. Firstly, though, Bill Bangra, we found your village idiot.
At about 9 p.m. on Saturday the 11th of May, police were patrolling Watkins Avenue, Griffith, approaching the Five Ways roundabout, when they observed a black Holden utility to enter the roundabout before the vehicle's engine was heard to rev very loudly. The vehicle was observed to sustain an extended period of loss of traction, which in simple terms is a burnout, as it circled the roundabout twice. Police observed the black utility as it spun 180 degrees, continuing the burnout. Police activated their lights and sirens and pulled over the black utility, spoke with the driver, an 18-year-old man from Bellbangra, who was subsequently issued infringement notices totaling $1,805 for the following offences of operate a vehicle to cause driving wheels to undergo sustained loss of traction, aka burnout, use light vehicle with seatbelt missing or defective, use light vehicle not comply with emission silencer of noise. Basically, I'm told half the vehicle's exhaust was missing.
Oh, dear.
And not comply with the conditions of a P1, which is to display P-plates. So that vehicle was issued a major grounded defect notice, and the 18-year-old man's license will be being suspended in the near future.
Is the word "who" not used anymore, Inspector?
There's quite a few words I could use, but I don't think I'm allowed to say them on the radio to describe... that action of driving is extremely irresponsible and stupid, and I could go on.
I think we can, but this chap, in no uncertain circumstances, has proved that he is a dickhead. I don't know if we can say that, but we have already.
You've just said it, so yeah.
Let's talk about this one. Anyway, it's not to say there's any activity from police, but your High Patrol Sergeant has received complaints of heavy vehicles speeding past school bus pick-up and drop-off points.
Yeah, so as you said, he's received some complaints of heavy vehicles speeding past school buses at the pick-up and drop-off points. So I've spoken with the guys and girls in Highway Patrol, and they're actively going to be targeting this behaviour. So basically, when you see a school bus or a bus stop and the lights are flashing on the back of that bus, it means you have to slow down to 40 k's as you're going past. I mean, this is for the safety of kids getting on and off the bus and other pedestrians. So, as you said, we've had some reports. So everyone's been warned. The Highway Patrol are now going to be targeting that sort of behaviour.
Yeah, and, you know, not to say that we've observed anyone doing this behaviour, or police have observed anyone doing this behaviour, but complaints have been received, and heavy vehicle operators in particular, considering the vulnerability of our young kids and the largeness of their vehicles, should know a lot better.
Yeah, so we'll watch this space.
There's a concerning trend as well, Inspector. Motor vehicle theft, but it's quite preventable.
Yeah, so we're still getting reports incidents of people leaving their motor vehicles with the doors unlocked, and in some cases, or actually quite a few cases, they're leaving the keys in the vehicle whilst it's parked and unattended, even overnight. And what many people may not know is if you leave your car with the keys in it and the car gets stolen, you may not be covered by your insurance company when you make a claim, as this is seen as a case of negligence. So just say you've got a $40,000, $50,000 car and you park it and leave the keys in it, someone comes along, steals it, the insurance may say, you're not getting your 40 or 50 grand insurance money.
And I think it's something that, because with a lot of our cars these days, they don't have the turn keys and ignitions. A lot of them are a press button start, but you have to have your keys in a certain spot.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I mean, that is a bit of a pathway, I suppose, to forgetting your keys, particularly when you're in a hurry or if life's getting in the way. But a little trick that I have is that on my key ring is the house key.
Yeah.
So I know I ain't getting in the house without my car keys.
That's right. And the other thing too, that's a good tip, but another one is just keep the keys in your pocket.
Exactly.
So when you get out of the car, the keys go with you.
And that's something that another thing that the cars have. They can sense whether the keys are close by or on you, and you're able to drive on. So that is an alarming trend. Of course, car theft is an unfortunate thing to happen to anybody, and a terribly unacceptable crime. But in a lot of circumstances that we're seeing and the police are reporting, it does seem to be preventable, Inspector. Yeah. Let's lastly touch on this. A couple of people in public have had a bit too much to drink, yeah?
Yeah. So at around 3:15 a.m. on Sunday the 12th of May, police were called to MacArthur Street, Griffith, after reports of a disorientated man who was trying to enter people's front yards. Upon police arrival, they found a 32-year-old man who was visibly affected by alcohol. Police established he'd been drinking at a nearby licensed premises earlier in the evening. And he was attempting to find his way home. The man lived in the same street. However, due to his level of intoxication, was that disorientated that he thought he lived at the location that police found him. However, that was not his house. So police conveyed the man home to his correct residence and left him in the care of a housemate who had not consumed any alcohol and was capable of caring for that man.
I don't think I've, ever got to the point where I've been so drunk that I've forgotten where I live.
I would hope not, Matt. And you seem like a very responsible young man. So.
Yeah. It wasn't just this young gentleman as well. Somebody else was found on a footpath.
Yeah. So at about 11:30 p.m. on Saturday, the 11th of May, police were patrolling Banner Avenue when they were waved down by members of the public. The police approached the public who stated a female was passed out on the footpath. Police approached that lady who was responsive to police, however, appeared to be clearly intoxicated. Police called paramedics to check on the female due to her state of intoxication. And shortly after the paramedics arrived and began to assess the lady, as this was occurring, a relative of the lady came along and identified themselves, and that lady was then allowed to leave in the care of that relative who was sober and was had been allocated the designated driver. So I'm going to have a chat to our licensing sergeant today and get him to have a chat to the licensed premises and just remind him about the responsible service of alcohol.
Yeah.
And we'll also step up our patrols. The guys and girls doing walkthroughs of those premises to check on, people because, as highlighted by those two incidents, it's pretty dangerous people out wandering around like that, cars on the road. And,
yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so we want to make sure everyone gets home safely.
That's the thing. And while I was going to ask what the overall message is here. So while these persons, let's say, well, they've done the right thing. They're not getting behind a wheel, which is good.
Correct.
At the same time, old mate has technically trespassed. But the message is when you are going to, have a few drinks, you can't be, there are ways you can get in trouble for being intoxicated in a public place.
Yeah. I mean, the guy who was trying to enter other people's properties had had those people wish to, make a complaint. He could have found himself in a little bit of trouble, but thankfully they didn't. So police just made sure he got home safely and was in the care of someone that could look after him until he sobered up.
That's right. And it's just a duty of care to our friends, our responsibilities, those that we're going to go out with and, have some drinks with and have a good time and everything like that. But, once you have, a few too many drinks, that's when it is time to go home and time to pull up stumps. But like you said, it's also there's also a responsibility that falls on our public premises as well to responsibly serve alcohol.
And likewise, if you're out with someone and you see that they're, heavily intoxicated, make sure, you organise to get them home, they might not be capable of getting themselves home. So give them a hand, get them a taxi, just make sure that they get home safely.
Yep. All right. Well, good catching up with you as always every Tuesday morning, Inspector. Let's not get you home, but to work, I guess.
Thanks, Matt. Yep. Straight back to work.
That's right.
I'll be back here next Tuesday to do it all again.
Yeah, we look forward to it. The Inspector there from Murrumbidgee Police District, Glenn Smith.
Listener exclusive.